Back with another one on Don't Believe Me, Read It For Yourself, and Don't Give Me Your Money, Keep It For Yourself. Got Rome on a Walk. All right, so I just want to talk about, I've mentioned talking about tribulation and stuff like that, and it sounds like a big, scary time. It's definitely going to be, it says like the worst ever probably, definitely worst in all ages of time. Those who have faith in Jesus and have repented and believe will be saved from that. There's a lot of discussion, arguments, confusion over whether the word sounds like velociraptors in the Bible. And I just want to say that it in fact is. It's over 14 times written in the New Testament. We'll kind of go over that in a second. But throughout the Bible, God has raptured people, delivered them before destruction has come. So one that we most know about is Noah. So did he disappear in the clouds? No, but he was told of what was to come and how to prepare for it, and so he did that, and then he was delivered before the destruction came upon the earth. Talk about Daniel, lion's den. He was delivered from the lions. It's all messed up. He was delivered from the lions. He prayed to God and was saved there. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they wouldn't bow down and they wouldn't praise the ruler at the time. So, people told on them, and they were going to be thrown into the furnace seven times hotter than ever before. And so, sure enough, instead of three guys in there was four. Jesus delivered them from there. Enoch was raptured. Elijah was raptured. So, it has happened. It will happen again. So, I'm going to do a little bit of reading. So, like I said before, what does rapture mean? So, in the present day dictionary, you can look it up. It's an expression or manifestation of ecstasy. It's being drawn away by emotion or carried away by emotion. the event that will occur will have to be put, in order for this to happen, you got to trust in Lord Jesus, repent and believe, because that's what he says you need to do in order to be saved. And then we're going to talk about the translation. So, New Testament was originally written in Koine Greek. And in there is the word harpazo, H-A-R-P-A-Z-O. It's mentioned 14 times, like I said, and it means to carry off, away, to seize, to carry away. So, yes, it is in there. The English word is not, but read and remember the Old Testament is written in Hebrew, New Testament in Koine Greek. So read it in Greek, read the translations. And it's there. 1 Corinthians 15:51-53. Behold, I tell you a mystery. Remember what we said before? You need to take the Bible literally, because that's the way it's meant to be. If there's a parable, if there's an allegory, or here's a mystery, there is no confusion. God isn't the author of confusion, that's Satan. So he doesn't want you to be confused. He wants you to study to be approved. With that, he says, there's the mystery. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not sleep, but we shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkle of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised irreconcilable, and we shall be changed. For the incorruptible put on the incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So we're mortal beings now, and we'll be transformed in a moment of an eye to incorruptible or immortality. Sorry. 1 Thessalonians 4:13-18. Don't be ignorant, for those have fallen asleep. If you believe Jesus died and rose again, so shall God bring you with him with those that sleep in Jesus. So it's saying the Lord himself will descend from heaven. It says, with a shout and with the voice of an archangel and the trumpet of God. It says, with the dead are sleeping in Christ, will rise first, and then those who are alive and remain will be gathered up in the clouds together. So it says this. It says this is going to happen. Those who believe in Christ will be will hear this and will, you know, be risen. Everybody else living in the world won't even know what happened. So insert all the conspiracy theories that happen. And yeah, so it says to comfort one another with these words. So to not worry about things that are going to come. Remember, we heard there's going to be, you know, a lot of things on TV that you know, that are going to be scary and people are going to be uncertain about. But we don't have to be, so we can comfort each other with these words to know that we're going to be carried off by force to seize, to be carried away, harpazo, raptured. John 14:1-3. Jesus, remember, he's talking about there's many mansions in his Father's kingdom. If there wasn't, then why would he tell you that? We know that Jesus keeps his promises. God cannot lie. So we know that those are being prepared for us. And then Revelation 3:10. Remember, this is after the second seal. So before tribulation starts, you can, you know, don't believe me, read it for yourself. Read Revelations. It's going to talk about trumpets. It's going to talk about seals. It's going to talk about bowls of wrath being poured out, God's judgment. So Revelation 3:10, because you have kept my command, I will keep you from the hour of trial that will encompass the entire world. So everybody is going to go through this, except for those that are with, you know, Lord Jesus in the clouds, those asleep and those still alive. So there it is. Read it for yourself. Don't believe me. Also, there's, you know, there's some other things that are mentioned in Revelation. We'll talk about those at a later time. But I just wanted to give you the good news to not worry. And that those that aren't saved now, you got family and friends that are probably in the other boat or taking the broad path, myself included. A lot of my friends, you know, don't want to hear what I have to say, and that's great. But, you know, there still be time for them to repent and believe. And once they start seeing the signs, maybe they'll do that. So don't believe me. Read it for yourself and keep your money. Probably going to need it. Or your family will, whoever's left. So God bless you.